Seems like it's So we left off that be'etzem mitzad din de gemara eirach hashminam bisul, and eirach hashmi to tell you that this is kosher. We found in Hilchos Shulam Samaisus a special takana that only a neman lemaisus or a chaver's neman to tell you that they separate Shulam Samaisus. We find in the gemara that there was a tekufa when people were choshed, Machlekes Ram Raivin had to learn that what the gedda to it is. Do we say stam a person's choshen until proven not, or stam a person's muhsubi kashas until we have reason to be choshen him? But la halacha that we work with the Rambam and the Taz and the Achrayim of his manein, that is more of a chash. So one's choshen until we know that he's muhsubi kashas. Muhsubi kashas, we said, means that you know that he davens three times a day, puts on talis and tefillin, and he keeps kosher in the house and all that. And then we have the world of Hechsherim. So that's where we left off. So we said that in the world of Hechsherim, one possible mahalach is that there's a chazaka umin loymara nafshi. So the Hechsher creates a matzav either through their yotzev and nichnas or through a shtar's chayvus that they sign with the person, with the establishment, that he's scared to ruin his name, and that's what we rely on, which is based on a gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Pri Chadash over here quotes the Rambam, which is that gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Maaser, the Pri Chadash is in Kuf Yud Tes Oislam Advov, says the Rambam says Mishu Choshed Limkar Truma L'Shem Chulin Asa Likach M'Menei Kol Dov Sheish Bezikas Truma S'Maaser. Someone's a Choshed on Truma to sell truma as chulin, so it's also to buy from anything which could be truma surmise. Vein also komashal fana, aval oitzroi, but what he has in his oitzer mutalikach mimenoi, preishum esyare la arev truma va oitzroi. The owner is scared to mix truma into his oitzer, because shemi yishma advarim v'yavser akol. Knows the small amount that he has out in the shop. For some reason, he's not worried about it. Oitzer, he is war. But Adkan, this is what the Rambam is saying. So what the Rambam is saying is he's passing halacha l'maisa that when there's a misyare, you can buy even from this person who's a chashid. V'umavur b'seit peregeim amidin. U'mikan yesh lumoy. L'cho mishu chashid limkar issa. Meaning a person who we don't know that he's muchzik b'kashvis. He's chashid limkar issa. That's what the Brichar says. So from here it's mashma clearly that this musig of misyare would be enough. However, he ends off with miu zemi dina de gemara. Abizmana ze ain lahate mashaba oitzer. Abizmana ze can't even matter what's in the oitzer. Elam can you do a shekoyach bezdin shel oisi mokam yofa liyaser oisi achoshel lafside akom zebara. So the Pichadish is ending off that bizman hazeh, even with there's a misyare, that's not enough. You need a koyach bezdin to be able to punish the person in a way that he's tak afraid to play shtick. So like Rav Chaim brings down the idea that nowadays if we're writing tak a legal document that you can bring the person to court, if he plays shtick, you can bring him to court and you could be mighty from him a fine or something like that. So then that would be fine. So then we'll come out according to this tak. It depends how much fear there is if we're working with this malach, how much fear there is from the owner of the store from the hechsher. How much power the owner, the Heksha has to implement their hakvadas. But that would be one thing. Now on this thing of Mara of Umin like Mara Umin's worry to ruin his name, Umin like Mara Nafshe, so the emphasis is this Gemara Menachas that talks about buying a talisman to Yetzis. And Rashi over there brings down the idea of a Umin that he doesn't want to ruin his reputation. the Gemara by the Zara Lamed Beis Amar Aleph also, with Aran discussing. In Shulchan Aruch we find in two places, that, at least that I know. The one in Kuf Yeches. In Kuf Yeches we find it. And by Yain Rimoinim, we're over there, Stemer for in Kuf Yud Dalet, I'm sorry. Kuf Yud Dalet Oisiv Ches. Yain Rimoinim Shemoichon Lerefua. Yain Rimoinim did this. So for Refua, Mutal Leichem Atagar Afilu Shalay Me'achavis, Abik Shadom Me'yikarim, Mechayim, Mishadachim, and this big Peda, because it's for Refua, Leimara Nafshi, he's not going to play shtick. V'chein, says Ramah, V'chein kol Dovah Shekoinim Min Umin, the Leimara Nafshi. In the Mechaber in Orachayim, Simchaf Sefalov also brings it down. But the problem is that, I'll just tell you the Maram Koyim, so I'm going through, but if you go through the Magen Avraham over there, Sifkat and Aleph, and the Magen Avraham seems to be saying that not always are we Semech on this Chazaka, it's only by certain things where there's, like, over by Yayin Rimoyin, which is for Refuah, there's a Kepay the Tuva B'milsa, there's a real Kepay in it, where you can really mess someone up, he wouldn't want to do that. The Neid Yehuda, Tinyan Simon Ayabez, writes back to the Tiferes Tzvi. There's the back and forth about when do we say it or not. What the Aruch HaShulchan Kuf Yeches, Yitzchak Gilmol seems to say that something of the Uman himself seems to make some kind of chiluk that if it's something that he himself made, saying be Simachanimi for his Torah, but something which is not of his, so then it depends if it's a drabban or not. Different chalukim, like I said. So, Mara Nafshe is one mahalach. There's another mahalach over here that I think someone was trying to say in one of the chalukim earlier, is that perhaps the hechsher is not coming to be made on the person himself. Not coming to be made on the person himself. The person himself, maybe a muhsik, not a muhsik. The hechsher is coming to say that we know that these products are akashim. We know that these products are kosher. And to be made on the products already, that may not need as much as much nemonos as being made on the for being samech on the person himself. Where do we find such a musik? So that this gets involved in the sugya of chosim te chosim, like we do find that you can have a chosim, a goy who's bringing you an item, right? In Simkuf Yuches talks about a musik of chosim be chosim, right? I want to send basar, so I have to put it in a chosim te chosim, which is a shmirah, right? That's a good shmirah, and we assume he's not going to open it and he won't switch it because he's afraid that he'll get caught. So we find I read a Chachmas Adam, interesting Chachmas Adam in Klal Ayin Oizalef. He says over here, he says, if one sends through a guy basar or pieces of fish, sheini karim basnapi b'katzkeses, right? If you, fish in general, if there's the skin on it, you see the snapi b'katzkeses, so then you don't really have to worry about it. You know it's kosher. Sheish v'zeisim in Torah. V'chein yayin. The avgav the yisurim midravan. V'komokim v'shomchiv is word. V'chatchil atark shtei choysamais. Nitu choysamais. Avdov sheinav midravan. Like cholov. Vina. V'komokim in yisurim midravan. V'vada yeshish in negin akeva. Aldaasim mishum dova mayim. Fine. V'chein kol yisurim midravan. V'vada choysam echad zina. Says, Vim mafkid eitz leivas liris choysamai. If you're going to leave it by him and then you see the choysam, oi, I feel b'shaleich lechaveroi, v'idia la'akum, shem v'idia lechaver tzuras choysam. And you tell the guy who's bringing the package that I'm telling my friend that the choysam is on this. Vim came mir to sagoi, yeshem v'afil lechatchil sagi v'choysam echa. I feel b'dov shisrim in a turp. There are those that hold that from me and tell my friend that there's a sale on this. And you tell the guy that he's in check to make sure that the package is sealed with this seal. It's even by Chosim Echad, even by Yisrael Teresin, no. V'yeshayim da'afil b'shaleich sagi v'chosim echad d'davke b'yisrael chashad b'yinishtei chosames. Could be only by Yisrael chashad. We're more worried by Yisrael chashad than a guy. V'akabonim b'diyevet b'vadei mot afilu chosim echad v'afilu b'shaleich, even when I'm selling it. Then he says, umikom akum afilu b'shtei chosames, even by two chosames, abgav de medina amrin aloy mezayif, umikol shikein b'chemv mini, still, the best thing is that we may dear your friend that to check, make sure that the seal is on it. Ubifrat bezman hazeh shenis kalkulatayreis ubididi hava uvda, says the Chacham Sadam, shekanisi gvina mechevni, I bought cheese from a chevni. Hamburg. He took his signature. The sticks were ready. Without cutting and pasting, they knew how to do it. He took the signature from a different paper, put it onto this other cheese. This is another nekuda that perhaps the Hasharim world is relying on, if you marker the symbol of the Heksher, and the Heksher has and it's packaged in a package with their chasim on it, right? That's where some Hasharim put on these holograms and things like that, but that's that it would be in Seimechon that they were makshir this food. And we know that the even though we went through the hands of chashudim, but right, because the emes is the kasha is even if I'll be made to you that the chemveni is a neman, right? Let's say we know the chemveni is a neman, but the products that we have in our stores already went through so many other hands. Teretz is that we're relying on the seal of the heksha. So that's what we're saying. By certain things, which is Shaila Vista Torah, L'chatchili you need a chosim to a chosim. B'di'evit even one chosim is enough.
Chickens are the right.
Could be the right sauce, right?
What's chosim or chosim your average?
So chosim to a chosim. So guard it in restaurants where they should be makbid on if they do deliveries of fleishik, is that what you have is you have the... they put it into a bag, staple it, and then they put their tape on it. That's what they should do. Like to seal it with the Hechsher's tape with their stamps on it. Or sometimes they staple shut and then they put their stamp by where it would have to be ripped.
Supermarket to buy frozen chicken.
Right.
So the officers
let's say people ask, I don't mean to pick on any stores, but let's say Leva Basa, right? There's no mashkiach in the store, right? Okay, I guess you guys know Ramashko, but the Maldafna, you guys always ask me, right across from Maldafna, by Eretz Chayfet, right? So he... No one knows who he is. No one's made yet.
He's not Hashem.
He doesn't have a mashkiach. He doesn't have a chashan. He sells.
He sells
Reuben chickens. He sells bases. He sells.
I saw this week.
So maybe he changed. Okay, I don't mean to pick on him, but let's see whatever store it is. Right. Right. Whatever store it is. Who?
There's one over here also.
I just noticed.
One on front.
Put you on top of the steps.
Okay. Say whatever.
Yeah, I can find whatever.
Whatever, that's in the store. He doesn't have a shkich in the store, he doesn't have a heksh in the store, right? But he sells different chickens, right? So you come in the store, you tell him you want Reuben, right? He'll wash the knife for you, so there's no schmutz on the knife from the other chicken, he'll do that for you, right? But the question is, you're coming in this cut up chicken over there. If he's taking it out from the box with the plumb on it, then the seal on it, so okay, so then you know. But if it's already cut up, how do you know? So, is that a chlami? I mean,
I was talking about the frozen chicken and yesh. There's only one seal, no?
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. That's enough. And also, I'll tell you more than that. In the city of Chosim, as you see, it's lav nafka Chosim te Chosim. If I remember correctly, it's not nafka Chosim te Chosim. The word of Chosim te Chosim is that it's much more difficult for him to duplicate it, and therefore he wouldn't do it. So the Chosim that a lot of them do now. No, Moshe, if it's a vacuum-packed package, as soon as he opens it, he can never vacuum pack it. So he's stuck. So he won't touch it. Or there's certain plumbers which he won't be able to get back on. They have a special machine to put on, or hologram, or something like that, that he won't be able to get on. I'm just saying, but in these stores, I don't know what the answer is, you know? And
also, Yesh is even, it's okay. Yesh, I never saw a troop on the counter. It's an error.
Unless the sonar comes in. I don't know how
they should have a rabbi. No.
There's an OU
mashkiach there,
or no. I never looked at that really. What's the two da? There's an OU two da. I don't want to say.
Right.
I don't know.
What's the rabbi? No.
Because they saw
it's scary.
So I'm not sure what and so if you tell me, sometimes people say, what's the worst that he threw in this? I anyways eat those shit. Okay, same for you, but maybe he's bringing other stuff. And that's as sure as that.
He has no rabbi, that's the only thing.
What?
At least in Asia, he doesn't own the place, he's just a worker. So there's no rabbi by him throwing in.
I've seen him walk around the store. Like, I don't know, he's about to close, always trying to sell off the stuff. Mm-hmm.
Fine. Okay. So Mi'ez Hashem, maybe tomorrow. I want to end up with a few gemaras that discuss these in Yanim, but different amaroyim that they did not want to eat by other people or things like that. Different interesting gemaras on this topic. Okay.
Okay, it's still on.
They say the Mishru is written for Bali Chubis or for